Good evening, everyone. Come on, we can do better than that. Good evening, everyone. It is certainly my honor to be here tonight with my wife, Maya. And one of the greatest senators that ever lived. You know, I thank God for Senator Mikulski, because I do believe that there would be no eMERGE if there were not a Mikulski. My mother, Senator Mikulski, who is 91 years old, often would tell us as children, she would tell us that you've come upon this earth, but what will you leave? What will you build? What will you give to others so that you put your fingerprints on the future? And I can imagine the little girl in East Baltimore at the bakery trying to figure out this world. And she was less than 5 feet, Polish-American, probably quite often unseen, unnoticed, unappreciated, and unapplauded. But yet and still, there was some fire building there. There was something going on telling her that she had to put her fingerprints, oh God, on somebody other than herself and her neighborhood. I like the idea that something that was made to divide a community, she took it and brought that community together. At Fells Point, said, you're not sending that road through here. Think about that. Think about that. When we are in a time when people are dividing us, Senator Mikulski was trying to bring people together so that they could live the very best lives that they could. When I think about Senator Mikulski, I tell you, she has changed the trajectory of so many people's destinies, and she has changed mine. And she has changed the destiny of that little girl. That little girl, Senator Mikulski, will live a better life because of you. That little girl. That little girl hopefully will know what a democracy is all about because of people like you. And because of you. The senator often says to me, and I don't have any funny stories, because she, every time I get around her, she's serious. But the senator says to me all the time, and I know exactly what she means. She says, we get it. She does this thing. She says, we get it. And I said to myself, well, we do get it. Because I understand pain. The senator spent a lot of her time being a social worker. So she had an opportunity to see the pain that so many people suffer from. And I think John said it best. She was able to see the pain and feel the pain and then want to do something about the pain, but equipped herself to be in a position to do it and put herself in a position to do it. That's a hell of a combination. And so the pain she saw, perhaps quite often the pain she may have felt, she took that pain, turned it into a passion to do her purpose. And so what does she leave? She leaves a new normal. She leaves a Hillary Clinton. She leaves all those female senators and congresswomen that I see every day. She leads scores of women in our legislature. She leads scores of women in our city council and councils all over this country. And so what she did was she came upon the earth and changed it. Oh, God. And so I have come in my humble way to say that I love you. I love you because you care. I have never at any moment felt any kind of discomfort, or she felt uncomfortable, whether she was with black people, Hispanic people, Asian, whites, Eastern Shore, Western Maryland, inner city of Baltimore. Mikulski is the same Mikulski wherever she goes. And I thank you for that. Last but not least, let me say this. When I was laying up in Hopkins this summer, I often thought about Senator Mikulski and people who are my heroes and sheroes. And one of them was FDR. And you've heard that story that they tell about FDR. After he passed away, they were driving, taking his casket down the street, and a man begins to cry uncontrollably. He literally falls to his knees, and the reporter comes by, and he says, "Sir, you must have known him real well. I mean, did you know him that well?" And he said, "No, I didn't know him, but he knew me." The reason why Barbara Mikulski has been so successful is because she knows us. She knows us. And I believe if she were to tell her story, she wouldn't want you to tell, she wouldn't concentrate on all the people that she may have helped as a social worker. She might not concentrate on the people who were elated that they did not run the highway through Fells Point. She wouldn't necessarily want you to talk about, she would not be so concerned about the legislation that she got passed over and over again and the many budgets that she made and the appropriations that she made and the bridges that she built. I think she would concentrate on the person that she couldn't get to. The one that she was hoping that she could help, but maybe the resources wasn't there. Or maybe the votes wasn't there. Or maybe the sensitivity wasn't there. Or maybe the empathy was not there. That's why I love her. And I love her with all of my heart, because she has changed the trajectory of my destiny.